Even though
my body absolutely remembers.
My body absolutely remembers
that fear.
That fear.
Mine or someone else's.
Mine or someone else's.
Should physically hurt.
Should physically hurt.
That's what I learned.
That's what I learned.
And I always listen to my daddy.
And I always listen to my daddy.
Even when he's wrong.
Even when he's wrong.
This five-year-old belief.
This five-year-old knowing.
Fear. Has to physically hurt.
Makes perfect sense.
And I've been finding evidence.
Ever since.
If I worry too much. If I'm under too much stress. I can't sleep.
And it's very uncomfortable.
I've been paying. With physical discomfort.
For my fear.
And other people's fear.
And if I make this decision.
There are people it will affect. Wow, my body's really smart. It's getting a jump start.
On the pain part.
Wouldn't it be nice? If I could let this go now. My father's fear. I could feel it. I could feel it intensely. And I thought. I was supposed to feel it too. That I should feel all that fear. Along with the physical pain. It was so confusing. Any stories I've made. Any truths I've made. About physical pain. And fear. Mine or others. I'd like to let that go now. This really happened to me. My dad made a gigantic mistake. He was so afraid.
And didn't know how to deal with it.
And he spanked me.
And it was shocking.
It was my first day of school. My first day to be alone. My first day to be lost. And my first day to get spanked. And I've been finding evidence. Ever since. That physical discomfort. Goes perfectly. With fear. Considering the economy. It's pretty miraculous. I only have a pain in my back. And I deeply and completely want to forgive my father.
And his father.
And his father before him.
I want to forgive my dad.
And his culture. I want to forgive him. For being such a jerk. For being such a guy. For being such a dad. For being wrong. And for being so afraid. I never knew daddies could be afraid. And it's been a little unsettling.
Ever since.
All this fear.
Mine and his.
I'm asking for healing. He was doing the best he could.
And my poor mother.
I'm sure I felt her fear too. All that fear. I took it into my little tiny body. And I've been holding tight. Wouldn't it be nice? If I could let that go now. And I want to forgive myself. For truly believing. It was my fault. And I should feel pain.
With fear.
Human children.
Human children.
Always take responsibility.
Even though.
Grown-ups aren't perfect. Children make it all about them. Whatever I'm still believing.
From my five-year-old self.
I'd like to let that go now. I have experienced. Very intense fear. And I'm fine.
I have experienced fear.
That was unbearable.
And I'm still here. And I'm still here.
I want to know some peace.
In this body.
Even while I'm afraid. To see what next adventure
is ahead of me.
The truth is.
At five.
I really was safe.
I was really watched over.
And taken care of. Wouldn't it be nice? nice.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could connect into that story. And feel the power of that. My son came home. Miracles are all around me. I want to feel. Safe again.
Safe again.
Even if I am afraid.
Okay,
deep breath.